You know, I think we have to be careful in the rush to stop, you know, everything Chinese. I'll give you an example. There's a company in let's just say somewhere in Kentucky, so I don't want to isolate where they are, but they're owned by three Chinese businessmen, including one that has ties to the Communist Party. The government has put some rules in place, and they've had to go through CFIUS, which is a means of sort of getting an American board as a firewall between the Chinese and the company so the decisions are made there. But there are 1,500 Kentuckians work there, and they're good-paying jobs. So not a lot of loss for the Chinese communists, but at the same time, I worry about cutting off all the, there's a lot of moves in Washington to cut off their businesses. And then some business ownership is complicated. Sometimes there's some Chinese, some American, some international, and, you know, what do? You know, as far as trying to deliver on that.